Thank you, Corey and worship team. And Ruby, those graphics are so awesome, inspiring. I love them, especially the one today. Lion, I love lions. All right. It's a new year, and God has new things for us. I thought on doing two or three sermons on prophetic coordinates or prophetic GPS. So I'm going to just start probably today and continue because I believe God wants to speak clearly to us about times and seasons and what he's doing, not just in our individual life, but on the whole earth, in everywhere. So, but before we go into the word, I want to thank you, all of you that in this past season have been working really hard. Some of you took upon yourself a big weight of responsibility to carry it during this season of transition, you know, to new pastor, new things. So it's been 6 months since I had the privilege to take over. And since I'm in the job, I haven't got fired. The Lord has not removed me yet. I believe what the elders, the core team is feeling is a time of transition is coming to a close. And so this year we are really, really looking forward to start revamping, working on the different areas of the church to do more concise, excellent job for you. One of the really burdens on my heart and my wife's heart is children ministry. And so we have, by the blessing of the Lord, a lot of kids here in our midst, more coming, I'm pretty sure about that. So we want to organize a little better. We want to really, really, really put a children program in place that feed our needs, that minister to our kids. I want to thank Amanda Grave. She took upon herself the whole children ministry, and she's been working really, really hard for the last almost 3 years, and it's been good, but we wanted to be better. And so what's happening is that since we don't have our own place, we don't have our own building, which today we have a full house, we need to step up our prayers. Thanks, Kalman. He's looking into several properties, and we are going to be going to different properties in these next days. And let's keep believing that the Lord has our own place for us, where we can offer better options, where we can have better installations for our kids. But in the meanwhile, since we have to set up and move things every Sunday, not just for the children ministry, also here in the gateway, it was a big task for our services every Sunday. Amanda really took upon her shoulders the responsibility. She's been coming every Sunday to set up and stay late to tear down. So I promised her that starting this year, I was going to take off her shoulders that responsibility and others, because she's basically teaching every Sunday. And we were organized, and I think we embraced the vision, but as time went on, that commitment fade out a little bit. So we are putting together a children program. We are going to be calling a meeting, all of the parents. I already talked to couple of families. They are on board, wanting to work. And one of the things, as you know, we are really slim in people, and we need everybody participating. So I've been praying to the Lord, and He told me, Victor, you have right now what you need for the things that I want to do this year. So I believe that what the Lord intends to do, which I'm believing is a big thing, He can do it with a big army or with a small army like us. So I'm believing that if we all believe and work, the Lord is going to come through. So as we decide to invest more on our children, in the meanwhile, I want to ask all the parents to join this effort. And what's happening is we have some teachers that are assigned for every week. And according to what we are being seeing, we have enough families to carry the children ministry without any problem, with families rotating once every 4 to 6 weeks. So please, I'm going to ask you to commit yourself. As I say, please come talk to me, because as I promised Amanda, she's not going to have that responsibility. So we started this year, my wife and I came in early, setting up. We are going to stay and tear down. So I like to lead by example. So I believe that if we all join together, we can do this, because we honestly, to be totally honest to you, if we don't join together, especially families, parents, in this effort, we may not have that children option for our Sundays. That's where we are right now. So in the past, the program was put in a way that family or the parents that were in charge to do the class also were in charge to come early to set up and stay late to tear down. I know it's a little bit difficult when you have small kids in all that. So we need all the parents, and also if you have a burden to work in children's ministry to help there, if you are single and you have time, please come talk to me, talk to Amanda. This is an urgent situation here to have people helping as we transition to our own place. I believe we can do it. Amen? So please don't take these words lightly, because honestly, it will be really, really hard for me to come before you and says, I'm sorry, but we don't have, Sunday school for our children. That's one of my biggest burdens, to invest in a new generation. And as I say, the Lord has blessed us with many kids. They deserve that we invest in them, sacrifice. And if we all pull together, we're going to need your commitment as a parent once every 4 to 6 weeks just to take this responsibility. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. 2018, New Year. Since the beginning, God's desire is to reveal Himself to man, to humanity. That was the plan that He had, to have fellowship, communion. And He had done it since creation in many different ways. The revelation is simple, to uncover something that is hidden. And in the beginning, Adam and Eve, they had direct access to have fellowship and communion with God. And that was lost because of sin. But even though there was this separation between man and God, He had always revealed Himself to us in different ways. Number one, to Romans 1:20 says that the invisible things of God are revealed to men through creation. His majesty is revealed through all the things that we see in the world. So nobody has an excuse about not knowing that there is a God according to the scripture. And all the things that we see around us reveal the invisible majesty, power of God through men. In Romans 2:15 also says that through our conscience, he has written our laws, his laws in our hearts, in our minds, so nobody had excuse. We have he had put his spirit in men, in humanity, and through that, God also reveals himself to every human being, being Christian or not. Why? Because he has written in our conscience, in our heart, who he is. So he's revealing himself. Also, number three, through the patriarchs of all, Abraham, Jacob, Isaac, Joseph, he revealed himself to them, giving them visions, giving them instructions, manifesting his will to have a communion and fellowship through him. Also, number four, through angels' visitations. In the Old Testament, we see many times we read that the angel of the Lord appear and reveal himself to men and to many people when he wants to communicate something to us. Also, he revealed himself through visions and dreams that he gave to appointed people called prophets. We have Isaiah, we have Ezekiel, we have all of these people that God gave them dreams and visions, prophetic words. He had revealed himself, and he reveals himself to the written word that we have, the Bible, the scripture. Many people that receive visions and dreams and messages, they wrote all those, and we have that information for us that reveals the desire, the heart of God for his creation, for us as humans. And the scripture says that in these last days he had revealed himself through the Son, Jesus. And so the desire of God is that we know what his intentions are, what he's planning, what his purpose for us is, and he's always revealing himself. And he used the word, he used prophecy, he used always visions and dreams. So we need the prophetic word to be able to walk in the ways of the Lord, to know his intention. Saying if we put in simple words what prophecy is, we can say it's a revelation of the mind of God to man's heart. The revelation of what God is thinking to us, to our hearts, to our spirits, through dreams, through visions. So we need prophecy. We need a revelation. In Proverbs 29:18, tell us why we need a prophecy. Why we need a word from him. This version, ESV, reads like this. Where there is not a prophetic vision, other version says where there's no vision, other translation says where there's no revelation, which is the same word, a prophecy, a vision, a revelation. The people cast off restraint, but blessed is he who keeps the law. So a vision is a map, a blueprint given by God, anticipating the future, basically. And this scripture says that when we receive a prophetic vision, when we receive a dream from God, we can establish that in the written word to communicate it to others. It becomes a law. Therefore, when God releases a vision, a prophetic word, and that is communicated, now we have the option to embrace it or believe it or to reject it. So the key on from a vision that God gave us. There are many elements when we have a word, a prophetic word, a vision, a dream from God, that we need to always have the discernment, the to-do of a vision. What is it? Why is for? Whom do we need to do? For what we need to do? When we need to do a prophetic word from the Lord? When is the time, the kairos of God? There's always the revelation, and there's always the proclamation, and there is the time, the kairos, the window of opportunity where that prophetic vision is going to be fulfilled. And he's always speaking to us about what he intends to do. Vision or dream from God is going to give you an everyday reason to live. When you have a vision, a dream, a prophetic word from the Lord to your life, not just as an individual, so in this case as a church, is going to give us the strength to live and to fight one more day, to keep walking, believing that he's going to fulfill his promise. That's why this scripture says if we don't have a prophetic vision or revelation or understanding, people cast off restraint. There's no order. So if we don't have a vision, a prophetic word from the Lord, honestly, we don't have the reason to live. We don't have the strength. Depression is simple, not having a vision for life. That's depression. Therefore, people doesn't have the strength, doesn't have the desire to fight for something, and they are depressed, cast down. They are sad. Why? Because there's nothing in them that gives them purpose in life. That's why we need vision. We need a prophetic word. We need the instruction from God to fight every day. And we as individuals have many prophetic words. As a church, we have received prophetic words that should give us a blueprint, a map, a guide to lead us to that purpose that God has for us. So we are going to be talking a little bit about prophetic insights for 2018 that is going to, I believe, activate in us understanding about where we are in the calendar of God. Discernment of times. We need to have the spirit of wisdom and revelation, what I was sharing last week. We need to have the understanding of our inheritance. We need to have the revelation that the mighty power of Jesus is working in our life. And therefore, we need to discern the times. Where are we at? 1 Chronicles 12:32 reads like this. Of the sons of Issachar who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. So that is a vision, that is a prophetic word, understanding the kairos, the window of opportunity. Kairos is the time, but it's not the chronos that we know in the natural. The seconds, the minutes, the hours, the days, the years. That is the chronos time, the clock ticking. The kairos is a window of opportunity that God opens for eternity to be manifested and the plans of God to be fulfilled. So, 2018, number 8, we're going to talk a little bit about this. On the Hebrew calendar is the year 5778. There's also an 8 involved in that. So, the letter Het, H-A-T, represents the number 8. I don't know how you pronounce it in Hebrew, but it's H-E-T. Then in Hebrew means a wall. Among the hundreds of languages, thousands of years ago in the Tower of Babel, when there were many people building that tower, and there were many languages that God put into man's heart, he chose the Hebrew language to manifest himself. The Hebrew alphabet has 22 letters. There are no numbers on the Hebrew alphabet, but letters represent numbers. So the prophecy of God to men always travels or walks the vision of God in the two rails. One of the vision, the prophetic word, and the time, the kairos. So the vision and the kairos, the time, is where the train of the prophetic travels for us to understand and have revelation where we at. So a kairos is a time of God, or time of opportunity. Opens a space for God to intervene. We just came from 2017, 57-78 to 57-77. The number 7 means fullness of government. 7 is a letter Ayin or Ayin. That means I. Every time that we find a 70 in the scriptures is related with fullness and plenty of government. Let me give you an insight on the number 7 and 70. This year something happened that was approved, I believe, 24 years ago. President Clinton, the Senate, the government here approved that Jerusalem will be the capital, the recognized capital of Israel. It was approved already. And President Clinton didn't approve it. Bush didn't approve it. Obama didn't approve it. Didn't sign it because it was approved already. And President Trump comes and he signed it right away, no problem. And becomes the law. It is not because Donald Trump has this revelation or maybe walking in the fullness of the will of God. Let me tell you why. In 1948, Israel was recognized as a state, as a country. 1948. 2018 is 70 years. 70 years is a kairos time. It's in the calendar of God. So it could be Democratic president, Republican. It doesn't matter. It's in the calendar of God. The 70 years completes a cycle for Israel and also the church walking alongside what God is intended to do. So we are transitioning in the next 3 years now to number 8, 57-78, 2018. We are going to finish the decade of 70. And on the Bible, when we see 70, every time that you see the number 70, talks about government, talks about authority. 70 people entered Egypt with Jacob. It was a time of increasing. 70 elders were named by Moses to establish government and authority in the people of the Hebrew people. 70 years of deportation as a judgment for not abiding by the laws of God. He was judging the government. He was judging the authority that was put in place in Israel. 70 years of deportation. The 70 weeks that God reveals to Daniel, that talks about all the geopolitical changes that are about to happen. Talks about government, what is going to be happening. 70 people that Jesus sent to preach the gospel of the kingdom, to establish power, to establish the new government, the number 7. 70 times 7, giving infinite forgiveness. So when we see the number 7, we are talking about government. We are talking about the competition or something. So this is, the next 3 years is going to be a big changes happening in worldwide, in governments, a geopolitical transformation. Israel in the church in this year, 57, 17, 18. 2018. We have the number A, which means new beginnings, expansion, and infinite. It's the letter H that means wall, as I say. That's why it was written in the wall, the judgment to the government of King Nabucodonosor thousands of years ago. It was a prophetic act that God used the wall because it was a judgment that was coming on the government of King Nabucodonosor. And we have the number 8, which is related to, in scriptures, justice. Means a wall, and it's, as I say, the Hebrew alphabet doesn't have letters, but the letters symbolize many different things. And if you go and look on the 8th letter of the alphabet, looks like a small house, means wall. There are symbols also, the letters. It's a biblical symbol for justice. In the biblical concept of the kingdom of God, in the mind of Jesus is righteousness and justice, you know, and joy. You know, he says the kingdom of God is righteousness and justice and joy in the Holy Spirit. So let's look into some prophetic insights for this year, 2018. The A blessing in the Beatitudes is in Matthew 5:10, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. There's going to be a lot exposing this year of all the injustices from governments, from people in authority. There's going to be a worldwide move of God, of establishing righteousness, imparting divine justice to people, especially those that are persecuted. There's going to be a more exposure of people in authority, people abusing power. God is going to intervene. Watch it and see it, how this year there's going to be more of that. We already have seen it because the Hebrew year starts back in September, so we are already in it, in that prophetic calendar, and we are seeing it, how God is exposing corruption, is exposing governments. So there's going to be more on that, on politics, governments worldwide. They're going to be humiliated publicly because the number 8 means justice, means the establishing on that. So that is the 8th blessing. All that are persecuted are going to be exalted, are going to be vindicated. Those, why? Because the calendar of God in this year, and as I say, we all already have seen that happening. 2018 is a year for a big push in evangelizing, discipleship. There were 8 people in Noah's Ark that was saved. 8 people. God wants to save families. God wants us to evangelize our families. God wants to touch their life. There has to be a big focus, families, friends, neighbors. It's a prophetic hour for the strengthening of family relationships. So you need to start thinking in your family members that are not safe, because it's in the heart of God to save families. There has to be a big emphasis in the Great Commission, sharing the gospel every day, because 8 people was safe in Noah's. When he brought judgment, he says, I want to save family. One family of 8 people, he saved. He set them free of his judgment. So it is a year for a big push in evangelism. We as individuals need to be sharing with our families the good news. We need to open our homes. We need to call them to a meeting to just give them testimony of what God is doing in our life. I'm really amazed how Alejandro, that you met him, the method that he used. One family gets saved, the Holy Spirit touched them, that family called all their families, their friends, they have a home meeting, Alejandro Gozo, he sent a theme of people on that meeting where the person is giving just a testimony. More families, more friends are saved that day, and that people that got saved go and call other friends, other families, and more people get saved because the power of God is moving. It's actually a very biblical strategy. That's why we are this year believing that through home groups, we are going to start see family, friends, co-workers, neighbors coming to Christ. I'm believing that at least we are going to double on size here. Not because we are looking on numbers, because we are looking on people to get saved. And that, of course, act numbers, so they go together. Yes, we need to be thinking in numbers, in increasing. That means souls getting saved. So let's put a big emphasis on evangelizing. Number eight people, one family of eight was saved in Noah's Ark. It's a year to strengthening marriages. Four marriages and animals in couples were saved. It's a time to restore the biblical design of marriage, quality time with spouses and children. Joshua said, "But as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord." And also Paul said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household." Fight against the agenda of Satan. He don't want, of course, your family members to get saved, but this is the year of the salvation of family members. If we are proactive, if we have faith, if we invite them, as I say, open your home, invite your families, just give testimony of what he's doing. We can't be silent anymore. This is the year 2018, the year where God wants to save families. Amen? Amen. I'm going to finish. I'm going to ask the worship team to come forward. And as I say, I'm going to continue on this prophetic insight for this year. This is a year of bigger emphasis in the person of the Holy Spirit. The eighth gift of the Spirit is speaking other tongues. 1 Corinthians 12:10. We have the Holy Spirit in us, through us, to lead us. He is speaking, he is revealing what are the correct actions. He has empowered us to speak, to have prophetic insight. In Acts 19:6, and I'm going to be talking next time about the three pillars of prophecy. What are the three elements that we need to start prophesying? And we all can flow on that because the Holy Spirit in us. But Acts 19:6. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. And prophesied. So this is an event that occurred like 40 years, more or less, that Jesus Christ was crucified. 40 years later, Paul encountered this group of believers, and the very first question that he asked is not, "Are you coming to church? Are you praying every day? Are you reading the scripture? Are you doing all this?" No, he says, "Are you filled of the Holy Spirit? You have the Holy Spirit in you. Have the Holy Spirit come upon you." And they say, 40 years later of Jesus' resurrection, "We haven't heard of the Holy Spirit." And he says, that's the very first thing that you as a believer need to have. Be full of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that he prayed for them. The Holy Spirit came upon them. They started speaking in tongues. And then they start to prophesy. This is the year where the Holy Spirit wants to empower us, wants to activate new tongues. In the book of Acts, what opened the church, what activated the church to start fulfilling the Great Commission was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. And they start to prophesy. If you read it in the book of Acts, they were full of the Holy Spirit. start speaking in tongues, and they start to prophesy, and that's what opened. That was the introduction of the church to the whole world. Be full of the Holy Spirit. Speak in tongues and prophesy. This is the year where we need to put an emphasis on the Holy Spirit to receive more of His power, more of His anointing. Pentecost was marked for the speaking of tongues and the prophesying. Once people receive the fire of the Holy Spirit, this is the year. In Samaria, if you read it in Acts 8, what opened the gospel to that city, an entire city, is if you read chapter 8 of Acts, you're going to see when the Holy Spirit came, when the Holy Spirit filled people, they started speaking in tongues and they started prophesying, and the whole city was moved by this evidence of the power of God. The Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues, prophesying. Those are the things that the Lord in this year wants to emphasize in our life. The opening of the kingdom to the Gentiles occurred when Peter went to the house of Cornelius. And if you read it, you're going to see that the scripture says that the Holy Spirit fell upon them. They started speaking in tongues, and then they started to prophesy. That opened the gospel to the Gentiles. That one event, we need the Holy Spirit. We need speaking tongues. We need to start prophesying. This is the year where we need to use the church of Ephesus, that I'm going to be focusing on that book, was a church that was born in the midst of a satanic stronghold there on that city. There was a lot of witchcraft, a lot of spiritual weakness, but the church of Ephesus was known because the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Spirit, is speaking in tongues and prophesying. 2018 is the year to emphasize on the eighth gift of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues. Let's start to use the church as the power, as the Spirit. Every move of God that He had started, any part in the world, had happened in this way. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit, people getting baptized in the Spirit, speaking in tongues and prophesying. And when you prophesy, a God told me, if you have a God told me, you believe it, you meditate in it, and you declare it, you can have the assurance that God is going to move in a powerful and mighty way. So, we are going to finish and continue talking about prophetic insight for this year. Next time, I want to ask you to stand on your feet and to start desiring more of the Holy Spirit. He wants to use you. He wants to empower you. He wants to set you on fire to start a move of God here in this city. This group is big enough. 120 people full of the Holy Spirit that spoke in tongues and that prophesied changed the history of the world. My faith is so small that I'm just believing that we can change the city of Peoria, Illinois. This group of people. If we believe what the Holy Spirit wants to do in your life, if you want to be a vessel, this is how everything starts in the church. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues and prophesying. Many denominations are debating if we should speak in tongues right now, but when I read the Bible, I read that every move of God is starting the same way. The same way. The same way. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit. A supernatural thing. When we activate this in our life, we enter into the supernatural. We can prophesy. We can receive the mind of God in us and start declaring. And then God starts to move. All start when we activate in our life the gift of the Spirit. Yes, we have a prophecy. Hallelujah.
I would normally never interrupt Victor, but I just felt like I should. So, because just this week I was reading in Samuel. I love the book of Samuel. I was in 2 Samuel. You might remember when they transferred the Ark of the Lord and they transferred it incorrectly, which is the presence of God, and somebody touched it and they died. And then David was really upset at God. He was angry at God that he killed somebody for handling God's presence wrong. So they parked the Ark of God at somebody's house. I can't remember his name, but it stayed there. Obed-Edom. And it parked it there for 3 months. And it said that his house was just blessed. Blessing of God was all over him. So I read that and I thought, that's amazing. You know, God's presence is so powerful that it can be dangerous, but used rightly, it brings blessing. David, who was angry at God, saw what was happening at Obed-Edom's house. He heard that everything was being blessed at his house, and he said, wait a second. Okay, get the ark into Jerusalem. Get the ark where I am. I want the ark. I need the presence of God where I am. And so he set up a tent, and he had it brought over. That's when he was dancing before the presence of the Lord because he was so blessed. And I just saw, for the first time, I've read that story many times, but how hungry David was for God's presence. He wanted God's presence. And so as Victor shared that about the Spirit, there's so much power with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our source of life, and we want to bring the Holy Spirit into our life. Not just for the blessings, but that just comes with it. So I thought, you know, we need more of the Holy Spirit in our life. So let that be our cry today and as we leave this place to say, our need is actually more of God's Spirit in us. And we'll see things flow out of that. Amen?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That reminds me about something that I wanted to mention. The 120, they had a prophetic word. Wait for the Holy Spirit. And after you receive it, then you can do. So they have a word already, prophetic. Something is going to come upon you. What they did, they got together in unity, in faith. They were expecting. They were expecting that prophetic word to be fulfilled. You know what? We don't see a move of God because we are not expecting. We are not believing. We are not in unity. We have the Holy Spirit already. The Holy Spirit came. He already came. He made his introduction with 120. And from that day on, it's available. It's available. It's available. It's available right now. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. As we close, ask the Holy Spirit to fill your life, to set you on fire, to give you something new for this year, to use the gift of tongues to prophesy. He is going to start to show up everywhere. Everywhere there's people hungry and thirsty for him. He's doing it, but this year he's going to do it in a greater way. Mark my words. Mark my words. Everything starts when there's people expecting. 120 waited and waited and waited until the Holy Spirit, the prophetic word, was fulfilled. And from that day on, he's ready, he's available, he's for you and I, for the body of Christ. As you go home, please, as you leave this place, we're going to close, we're going to stay just worshiping. If you need to go, please, by all means, feel free to go. I'm so blessed that you came today. I'm believing you are coming back next Sunday, and that the Lord is going to propel us ahead, because he's activating in your heart, in your spirit right now, hunger and thirst for the Holy Spirit. He's in you. Let him manifest the greatness and the power of Jesus through your life. The same Spirit that worked on Jesus, that rose Jesus from the death, the Bible says, we read it last week, is in you, operating in you. Feel free to go if you need to go. We are going just to pray. We are going to thank Him. We are going to tell the Holy Spirit, I'm desperate. I want more. 2018. I want to flow more on the rivers of living water. Jesus, be magnified. Let's start talking to Him. If you want to respond to Him in a prophetic ad, do whatever you need to do to tell Him, I'm here. I'm ready. I'm hungry. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be your name. Let's worship Him. Let's believe that He wants to do something new. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your people right now. Holy Spirit, start moving. Oh, blessed be your name. Talk to Him. Hey, listen. God loves you so much, so much, that He decided to give Himself to you. Himself in the person of the Holy Spirit. The fullness of everything that He is inside you. Nothing else on creation, no angels in heaven can contain God, only you and I. Only you and I, the Holy Spirit. He loves you so much. He wants to use you so much. He wants His power to be known to men through you and I. If we believe, it's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We are going to end in activating this. Getting more of the Holy Spirit. Activating the gifting that you have. If you are not being baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking new tongues, He wants to do that right now. It's a free gift. It's free. It's for you. And if you have it, He wants you to speak a new tongues. Not the same old tongues. Those were good for last year. He wants to give you new tongues. Maybe another language so you can go and preach the gospel. New things. We have to desire them. We have to desire them. It's free. We are the ones who... This is one of the mistakes that I see people make so they don't receive the gift. People think that the Holy Spirit is going to speak the tongues. No, no. It's you speaking the tongues. God is going to use your language, your tongue, so you have to open it. And the Holy Spirit is going to take over and He's going to release. So we are not going to receive the gift like this. That's never going to work. It's not the Holy Spirit who speaks the tongues. It's you. He's going to give you the tongues as you start opening your mouth. That's how it works. That's how it works. And usually, you're going to get something. And I see also the people get baptized and they stop. No, you have to keep going and going. Let the river of living waters flow more and more and more and more and more. So if you want to receive more, just raise your hands. I'm just going to pray and I'm going to say, God, do something new. Holy Spirit. And you are going to start speaking in tongues. The Holy Spirit is here. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Start baptizing us with the Holy Spirit with fire right now. When I count to three, open your mouth and start speaking in new tongues. 1, 2, 3, now receive. Father, Bakorobo, Sorobaki. Be baptized. Receive the Holy Spirit on fire. More. Release prophecy, Father, right now. A spirit of prophecy right now. Dreams and visions. Holy Spirit, set us on fire. Receive right now. Speak a new tongue. Let it be korobo barebako. Let torobo robo soto robo robo se. Yera la la roba kia la la roba soto robo robo so. Let the supernatural God that is in you flow through you. Prophesy. Declare. Establish the kingdom, the power, the government of Jesus in your life, in your family, in the city. Halama sorobo koloroba rebaso. Lere rebe kia lalama sotoroba baba rabaso. Open up, Father, our spiritual eyes to see what you are doing right now. Release visions and dreams. As individuals and as a church for this year, I declare the supernatural of God. Hallelujah. Yerebe kondo robo soro bakia la roba so. Touch. Touch, Holy Spirit. Oh, rebe so. Breathe. Breathe. Life. Life. Era mareba soro robo baki. Lerebe ke rebe rebe so. Nento robo koro robo so. Thank you, Lord. Heal people. Break chains right now. Break any chain of oppression. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke any spirit of infirmity right now. I declare healing in your body. I break every chain that oppresses you right now. I declare every thought is taken captive to the obedience of Christ right now, that you are setting us free in our minds, in our hearts. Hallelujah. To be able, Lord, to comprehend, to understand the spiritual things, a spiritual discernment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Great and mighty things this year, 2018, for Hilltop. Expansion, multiplication. Be exalted. People getting safe, set free, transformed, baptized. This year, the supernatural of God. Hallelujah, thank you. Bless my brothers and sisters. I declare right now, I activate, Lord, dreams and visions. Today, Lord, today. Oh, be magnified. Be magnified. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the adoration. It is you, Holy Spirit. Only you. Only you. We believe. We believe. Because you are all powerful, almighty. By faith. The scripture declares all things are possible for God. And also declare all things are possible for those who believe. And we are people who believe. Amen. Be blessed. Be blessed. The house is full. I'm believing that we are going to have an overflow or a second service pretty soon. But also I'm believing that God is opening a door for us. But let's believe that this place is going to be full. New people coming. New people getting safe. And we being used by God in a mighty way. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit who has started any move of God in the whole history of the church. That was the introduction. That's what we are believing for. That's what we are praying for. I encourage you to keep fasting and praying and believing. We are telling God, yes, Lord, it's a new year with new things. Amen. See your family members here worshiping and being transformed. See them in the spirit. God bless you. Thanks for coming. If you need prayer, I would love to pray for you. Somebody else can lay hands on you. God is a God of miracles. And I believe in miracles. Be blessed. See you tomorrow. Amen.